Is realizing the full value of your network just a dream? Intel is bringing AI everywhere, building solutions to help modernize and monetize 5G infrastructure, making it possible for telecommunications providers to expand services and drive efficiency by reducing costs and saving energy. The next wave of networks starts with Intel. Learn more at intel.com/starts.
You know, it can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. Invisible struggles like stress and burnout, caregiving for a loved one, or being misunderstood. But insight, awareness, and empathy will help us better see the issues they're dealing with. And that can make us and our companies healthier, too. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
This is Bloomberg Business of Sports.
The cold, hard truth about the Olympic journey is not really been financially incentivized in the same way that many other professional sports are.
The business of basketball involves NBA, globals, our licensing arm, Think 450. All of those things will make up what that looks like.
Money in sports is one of the reasons why I enjoy being on Monday Night Countdown. We talk about some of the more interesting aspects of business of sports.
When you're talking sports, discipline is the bridge from being good to ultimately being great at whatever it is that you're trying to be or accomplish at your profession.
Bloomberg Business of Sports from Bloomberg Radio. This is the Bloomberg Business of Sports show where we explore the big old money issues in the world of sports. I'm Michael Barr.
I'm Scarlett Food. Lots of money issues to talk about this week.
Woo, my goodness. Today, the LIV Golf Series. Oh, my goodness. We got the PGA. They're going to raise their funds because it's like, hey, wait, don't leave. We're going to put some more money in there. And then the Women's Golf Tour, they're going to add more money in that also. We got a lot to talk about here. So let's start with that, first of all. Let's put it this way. Brooks Koepka, he went to leave the tour, PGA Tour, and he is going to the LIV Golf Series. Now, okay, that's your decision. That's your thing. That's cool.
He sees the green.
He sees the green. All right, there you go. The week before that, when he was playing in the U.S. Open and they asked him about the LIV Golf Series, you know, he gave us a talking to. As the media, it's like, criticize reporters. Here's what he said. I'm here at the U.S. Open. I'm ready to play the U.S. Open. And I think it kind of sucks, too, that you are all throwing this black cloud over the U.S. Open. It's one of my favorite events. I don't know why you guys keep doing that. The more legs you give the LIV Golf Series, the more you keep talking about it. Now, that was last week.
Interesting that he called it a black cloud, which he's now joining.
We have a saying in our old neighborhood. How are you going to play me, man? It's like, why?
Well, you know what? That was that week. Now it's this week. And, you know, he's not the only one, right? Because you've got Abraham Ancer, who's ranked 20th in the world, joining Brooks and, of course, Greg Norman and Phil Mickelson. So LIV Golf has now signed 8 of the top 50 players in the world. They're gaining momentum, certainly. It's a civil war in the sport of golf. Am I exaggerating here?
No, I'm laughing because of Colin Morikawa. He sent a tweet out because they've asked him, hey, you going to join the LIV Tour? And this is the tweet. To state for the record once again, you are all absolutely wrong. I've said it since February at Riviera that I am here to stay on the PGA Tour
for
and
now.
Nothing has changed yet.
For now.
Now, if you will excuse me, I've got some cereal to pour in my milk. So I guess for right now, he's not going to go anywhere. And hey, listen, if you do what you think. This is the world that we live in, more, you know, do whatever you want. And you know what's the deal of going to it, you know, the LIV Tour and all the the backlash.
But you know, maybe there isn't that much backlash insofar as the U.S. Open, players who are playing on the LIV Tour can still play in the U.S. Open, right? Because that's not a PGA Tour jurisdiction. The British Open, they can also participate as well. So maybe you can have your cake and eat it too. My question here is, I mean, this is, I made the reference to a civil war in the sport. What happens next? How does this end? Because the PGA Tour is being outspent and it feels like being outmaneuvered here. And the leg that it's standing on, and I'm stealing this from a bunch of articles that I read on this, is legacy and history. And does that still stand if it keeps losing all these stars to LIV?
Well, it, you know, it comes down to money.
Yeah.
Now, if the PGA...
Where the PGA does not have the advantage.
Exactly. Now, if the PGA said, listen, we got sponsorships all over the place from Mercedes-Benz or whatever, and now you have an equal share... Now, it's like, you put the prize money up there, first place, $30 million. Mm-hmm. Just throw it out there. Now, all of a sudden, it's like, well, let me think this through here. You know, it's all about the money. And that, and look, let's be honest. It's like, we all want to make some more coin. Some people will say, at what cost? And the only thing I'll say about Brooks Koepka is like, come on, man. If you're going to chastise us, don't play me like a banjo, man. It's like...
I think we're going to be saying this a lot more in the coming weeks. Come on, man.
Yeah, man.
If you're going to play me like that. I mean, eventually it'll come down to who the fans want to see, right? And where the stars are. And that will determine who survives. I don't know how long the two leagues can go head-to-head. It feels like it's just going to be fractured and, you know, it'll always be competing for attention. Neither will look very good.
They're going to revamp the PGA Tour.
Oh, of course they are.
Worth at least $20 million in increased purses.
Coincidence, I'm sure.
Yeah. And you know what? That's fine. Let them compete. But boy, it just sticks in me what went down with the journalist from New York Times. It just... It's hard for me to get that out of my head.
I know. I know. Steam is coming out of your ears.
I know. But you know what else? I'm happy to see, finally, the Women's PGA Championship doubling the prize money to $9 million. That ain't enough. Continue on. They need more money.
It's not specific to golf. It's across every major sport.
Yeah. And it's not even just sports. You can just go to any job and it's like it's the same thing.
Let's just look across industry as a whole.
Hi, I'm Ron Kraszewski, Chairman and CEO of Stifel. Financial advisors, if you're not growing your practice, you're losing market share. Stifel is a growing entrepreneurial, advisor-centric firm built for successful advisors like you. Imagine having the resources of the largest wirehouses and the support of the boutique shops, but none of the bureaucracy to get in the way of you serving your clients. At Stifel, it's your business, your book, your clients. I always tell the advisors we're recruiting, I want you to come to Stifel and double or triple your business. Most of them laugh and shake their heads, but I'm serious. Don't take it from me. Take it from Stifel's number one finish in J.D. Power's 2023 U.S. Financial Advisor Satisfaction Study. So, there's a reason why 148 financial advisors joined Stifel last year. Come join us and find out why Stifel is the firm where success meets success. Visit www.choosestifel.com.
Stifel Nicholas and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Our next story, Deshaun Watson is now the new quarterback.
His lawyer's been very busy.
Yeah. According to his lawyer, Watson has settled 20 of the 24 sexual misconduct cases against him. Now, we should add that the Browns gave Watson an unprecedented, fully guaranteed 5-year, $230 million contract.
So they were not put off by these lawsuits that were filed against him, 25 in total since March 2021. One of the lawsuits was dropped. You mentioned 20 were settled. Terms are confidential. There are 4 outstanding, including the one by Ashley Solis, the first woman to file a lawsuit against Watson and the first to speak publicly and identify herself as a plaintiff.
Well, and that's the person who, you know, people are hailing as a hero, because without her, you might not have heard of any of these other cases.
Yeah.
You know, there's an old saying, where there's smoke, there's fire. well, where there's a damn forest fire, you know, here comes a big wall. You can't deny 24 cases.
I know. He's not in the clear free and clear yet from the NFL either.
No.
Roger Goodell still has to work through a probe into whatever potential wrongdoing, and there might be some kind of suspension. But as you mentioned, that contract with the Browns, you know, kind of sidesteps that neatly.
What's sad is come NFL season, and I'm a fantasy football
junkie,
geek, just like everybody else out there. We're going to be trying to see, do I want to get Deshaun Watson when I want to get a quarterback out there?
And is that even going to be on your radar of what happened in the offseason and the settlements? No, it's just going to be like, show me the stats. I gotta fill out my team.
We are a twisted, blasted society. At first, I think some of the women were going to, they wanted $100,000. He was going to give $100,000 each to these women. The four decided not to do that yet, including Ashley Solis. But I'm having one of those philosophical moments where it's like, do we just do the right thing? Do the right
thing. Be decent?
Thing. Yes, be decent. That's all I ask, man. Please, just be decent. I'm sorry. I'm carrying on, man.
No. I hear you. These are important discussions to have, and no one's talking about being decent and all that when you're settling, the terms are confidential and you just want it to be clear of legal liability.
Now, I will tell you about a decent guy. Rob Gronkowski, the Gronk. Now, he is going to retire this time. At least is what he said.
Didn't he say that before?
He said that 3 years ago, but he means it this time.
Why? Why does he mean it this time?
Well, I think part of it is, you know, it takes that tight end position. Well, any position on the football
field. Yes, yes.
But especially the tight end position, you just get pounded and pounded and pounded.
It's more taxing than the other positions?
It's a lot more taxing than the other positions on the offense. Because a lot of times as a tight end, you're also throwing in the block sometimes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and here comes some, you know, 245-pound monster coming at me, and I got to block him, you know, never mind trying to follow a pass pattern.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to get hurt. And I think about all the great tight ends, Gronkowski, Gonzalez. I go all the way back to John Mackey, man. It's like, that's some old stuff, man, from the Colts. But they all pay a price.
Yeah.
Here's something that Gronk did, and I think is really cool. He says he made about $70 million during his career, NFL, just the money from the NFL now. But he didn't touch that. He's living off of all of his endorsements.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah.
That's smart.
That's extremely smart. It's like I said, I wish I could do something like that.
Let's take this off air and we can discuss how we're organizing our finances and our savings.
Hello, I'm Michael Barr from Mellow Bars.
but before we get too carried away with saying goodbye to Gronk, are we certain that this is it? Because Tom Brady changed his mind, and Ron Gronkowski's agent kind of hinted that maybe Brady could be an influencer in helping Gronk stay an active player.
So you're stirring the pot, is what you're saying. That Gronk is like, yeah.
Or Gronk's agent is stirring the pot.
I think this time, because 33 now, 32 around that age, it's the time now where it's like, you know, I've made my money, I've saved it well. And, man, this game is taxing on me mentally. I think that's something that he brought up, too. Never mind the physical part.
Right,
but the mental part of the game is really...
Well, you're under siege all the time.
All the time. And forget about it. Some people have said the best part of it is on the field. It's all the other stuff that you got to do before with practice this and practice that and blah, 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 and do this and do that and this and that, whatever. Sometimes some people said that the most relaxing and easy part was to be on the field. And all that prep time before.
That's pretty telling.
Dude, take that money, that $70 million.
Yeah, start a new career, do something else. I mean, he's a young guy.
Rob Gronkowski, I do believe this is it. This has been the Bloomberg Business of Sports podcast. I'm Michael Barr, along with Scarlett Fu. Catch us here each and every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, exploring the world of money and sports. And you can catch me on Twitter at Big Barr Sports.
I'm on Twitter at Scarlett Fu.
You're listening to Bloomberg Business of Sports on Bloomberg Radio around the world.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal wherever you get your podcasts.
And watch on Bloomberg Originals, Bloomberg Television, or BTV+.